Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, we're calling a local, Vanessa, who is in Pakenham, which is on the outskirts of Melbourne.
Ooh.
And there's a suburb just to the north of Pakenham, and I'll get Vanessa to tell you the name of it. And this is not made up. It's not a joke. This is actually what the place is called.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Tony and Ryan.
Hi,
hello, Vanessa. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good.
Now, I haven't told Tony the name of the suburb, but what is, how would I say this, slightly north of Pakenham? What's that area called?
Officer?
Damn it. No. Damn it. Is it not called Pakenham Upper?
That's one of them, yes. There's 1,000 Pakenhams now.
Oh, Vanessa, and you went with Officer. Jesus Christ.
I thought Ryan was going about one of these stupid ways of asking where someone lives. So I was like, Officer?
Oh.
There's a place called Pakenham.
You know, he does that like roundabout kind of thing.
He does do that. But Vanessa, I stick up for Ryan very rarely, but you fucked that up.
I did.
Pakenham Upper. I hardly know.
No, and then I was like, oh, Nana Goon, because that's like a joke we made as kids.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, you're drinking wine tonight? Nana Goon.
Yeah, that is a fucking classic. That is good.
Yeah, but I can go with Officer.
I was like, oh, is that my next one?
Oh, are you drinking water? Nah, Officer.
Yeah.
Will you approve the podcast, Vanessa?
100%.
You really owe us that, I feel.
Hey, this is Vanessa from Officer, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today.
Welcome to the video show.
Tony stand-up paddleboarding update.
Sup date.
And I also have located the tarpa that I've promised the stand-up paddleboard.
Ooh.
Yeah, so there's some real consequences coming up.
Yep.
So we'll get to that soon. But first of all, now this seems dark, but it'll lighten up. But first... Okay. Have a think about the time that you were like in the most extreme physical pain you've ever experienced. So I think I mentioned that I've dislocated my shoulder a few times.
Yep.
Also, when I was really little, my cousin Rowdy and I were like sitting on a skateboard together going down a hill because I used to think that was really fun. It's like you're kind of like bobsledding but not. And then we were going towards a tree, so I put my hands on the ground to slow us down because Rowdy was sitting in the front of me. I was like, well, Rowdy's going to hit this tree. So I put my hands down.
To like slow you down.
Slow us down, and the weight of the skateboard and both our bodies rode over my finger and just like crushed my finger and ripped a fingernail like clean
off. Did it grow back?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The fingernail does, but the bone obviously needs a bit of repair.
Yeah.
But I just remember like... just that moment where the wheel went straight over the top of the thing. Because you know a skateboard wheel like those hard.
Yeah,
solid.
Yeah.
And it was just.
But also the like weight of both of you, like even though you were little, it's still like a lot for your little finger to.
And I just remember being in agony and just like the throbbing, like, you know, it's like you could feel the blood.
Yeah.
Like, ba-boom, ba-boom, like, oh. So you were saying you've never broken a bone, right? You've broken a bone?
No, I've never broken a bone. I always really wanted one as a kid, always wanted a cast, but I was anxious that no one would sign it. So then I was like, oh, maybe not.
I remember that as soon as I asked that, I remembered you telling that story.
Yeah. I don't know if I told it on the pod or if we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
But I'd say that the most pain I've ever been is, I don't actually know if I've ever talked about this on the pod either, but you remember like when I was having all those really bad chest pains, this is like almost 10 years ago now, there's a chapter about it in my book.
Yeah.
And there was one.
Pre-purchase now.
Yeah. Pre-order it now. And the chest pains were so bad that, like, if I moved, it, like, felt like I was being shot.
Yeah.
And there was one point where they were like, cool, if you get shallow of breath, like, maybe go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And that happened and I had to go to the hospital. And they were like, what's wrong? And I was like, oh, I'm actually fine. And they were like, what's wrong though? And I was like, yeah, I'm having really bad chest pains. And they're like, and are you short of breath? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, yeah, you have to go straight through. Like,
straight in,
and they were like, yeah, we're pretty sure you're having a heart attack.
So when you got to the hospital, mm-hmm. and I want everyone else to answer this question as well for the time they're thinking of. So what was the most painful thing you've experienced?
Oh.
How would you rate that pain out of 10? And did they ask you this when you got to the hospital?
They did. They did. They were like, she's, before I said that it was chest pains, she's like tapping away on her computer, like not even looking at me. And I was like, oh.
Yep, chest about to die. Yep, okay.
No, and she's just like, what would you rate the pain? And I was like, oh. In my head, I'm thinking, it's a fucking 8. Like, this is like almost about to kill me. And I go, 4?
Yeah.
And she goes, and where's the pain? And I was like, I've got chest pains and short of breath. She was like, what the fuck? Like, you are having a heart attack. We need to take you in right now.
Oh, now you're
like,
paying attention.
You are literally about to die. And I was just like, oh. And she was like, are you sure it's only a 4? And I was like, I'd say 4 is fine.
4.5.
Fine. Yeah, maybe.
This is what I want to talk about. I actually think that what would you rate the pain out of 10 is the fucking really hardest question to it. Like, it's so difficult to answer that.
Yeah.
Like, how do we know the scale? How do we know that my 6 isn't your 4?
100%.
And it, like you said, you're about to have a heart attack and die, mm-hmm. and you're like, well, I can't overdo it. They'll think I'm dramatic.
Yes.
And then if I say 2, they'll be like, well, walk home, sweetheart.
Literally. Yeah. So you don't want to underplay it, but you don't want to overplay it because you know the only people that say 10, pain's in the ass.
Well.
No one that's not a pain in the ass is saying 10. Do you know what I mean?
If you can say 10, you're not a 10. The only way, what's your rate?
10!
Yeah. Oh, you can still say 10. That's probably a 9.
Yeah, you're breathing through it. That's a 5.
Yeah, you're conscious. You're conscious. You're not a 10. So over Christmas, Bridget was in hospital for a week.
Mm-hmm. She's all good. Everything's
all good
fine.
All is fine now. Just, you know, complications with the pregnancy and whatnot, mm-hmm. but all is well. And we get there and she is like curled over.
Yep.
Like just in agony with some pain.
Yeah.
And, you know, like when you're bent over, you can't even stand up straight. You're in so much pain.
Oh.
Bridget later explained to me that she goes, I feel like girls are never believed when they say they're in pain, especially if it's like period pain or something. It's sort of like, oh, toughen up or whatever. Yeah. Get over it. It's not that bad.
Period pain especially, because if you tell someone you've got bad period pain, they're like, oh, well, aren't you used to it? It comes every month.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, it actually doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt. Like it's not a muscle that I'm
exercising.
You know, it fucking hurts just as much, if not more, each time. Like,
so similar to you walking in near heart attack and saying 4.
And Bridget and I are both anxious girls.
Yeah.
So.
And Bridget's like, I don't want to overdo it or whatever. But
I don't
want
to make a fuss.
She can barely stand. She can barely look. And she's like, hold. So I'm like, you know, step by step moving her in.
Yeah.
And the lady's like, how would you rate the pain? And Bridget goes, 7. And again, like, what does that even mean?
What does that mean? Yeah.
And she goes, 7. And the girl just looks her up and down and goes, just come straight through. You know, same as you.
Yeah.
Just come on through.
Yeah. 7 is quite high though as well.
Yeah.
I know that she was probably feeling like it was a 12, but like 7 is quite high. So you would definitely take that seriously.
So I had to wait in the waiting room for a little bit because there's like a little pre-COVID scan, test before they get you set up into a room. So.
And is this like in the emergency room or like in the maternity ward?
Emergency.
Right. So like fucking all sorts of people coming through.
So they go, Ryan, just grab a seat when she's cleared the COVID thing and blah, blah, blah. And I think I might have had to go and do a RAT as well or something.
Oh, yep.
So before all that, I had to just go and sit and wait for 10 minutes out the front. And this girl swans in, hot as, Lululemon, activewear, all matching. Mm. And she's got a little coffee.
And what time of the day was this?
I'd say early afternoon.
Like
after lunch.
Yeah, okay, yep. So it's not midnight or something.
No,
it's like.
She comes in and just goes, hey, how you doing? I came in earlier, but you guys were a bit busy. So I went to the gym, went and got some lunch, had a coffee, and just wondering if there's any beds available now.
Looking for a place to stay.
It's like it was a hotel.
Go to the hotel across the road, doll.
Yeah, and sips on the latte and almost stereotype comedically was just like such a fancy lady, like living her best life, doing her thing, kind of that influence of voice.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, hey, you're a bit busy earlier. So I went and got a coffee, went to the gym and, you know, thought about dinner and stuff. And any openings? Like it was a restaurant waiting for a spare table.
And it wasn't as if like she could have been waiting just for like a normal clinic opening. Like she was In the emergency room.
But I don't think the concept of going to emergency and they're busy, so just I'll take off for brunch and come back later.
Yeah, that's
that doesn't feel emergency to me.
Maybe just go to the GP. Maybe if you get an appointment at the GP.
Sure.
Or...
And like, because it's a hospital, there's the emergency section. But then, like you said,
there's
around
like
the other side.
There's after-hours care and stuff.
Yeah, and there's all the regular doctors. Like, it had all the stuff in there. And and even the face of the triage nurse, the counter's a bit like, what? Like, yeah, this isn't some restaurant you can just swan into when it's teacher. And she goes, oh, okay, so what would you rate the pain? She goes, oh, 7. Oh. And I'm like, I've just seen a 7, mate. I've seen a 7. And I don't know what's going on. And the last thing we need is some bloke in the women's hospital
telling
what's going on. But I know a 7 when I see one. This ain't no 7.
And especially the fact that she'd said, oh, I took off, had brunch and stuff.
I went to the gym?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, what's a 7 to you, mate?
Yeah.
In fact, what's a 10 look like to you?
And in that situation, don't you just want to go, what's wrong? Like, where's the pain?
So.
Oh, okay. Because that's what I'm like, oh, maybe, you know, it's something we can't see. Something private. But she's gone to the gym, had brunch, you know.
Got a coffee on the way in.
Got a coffee.
So here's the thing about TV shows. You get an answer. But of course, I'm sitting there and I'm the same. I'm like, well, what's the fucking deal here?
You've got popcorn in the microwave in the nurse's
spill
station.
Spill this
You're
tea.
Fucking, here we
I'm
go.
I'm fucking ready to watch this show.
Yeah.
And so the girl at triage just goes, oh, you poor thing. Just grab a seat.
Fuck. So yeah, that woman's dead now.
So she sits about 2 seats from me.
Yeah.
And she's like on her phone texting like.
Oh, checking in at the hospital on Facebook. Yep. I know the type. I know the type. Yeah.
Oh, the hospital selfie. Like,
yeah. And then everyone comments and says, oh, babe, what's wrong? She goes, hun, I'll message you.
# pray for hot bitch.
Like, you know, yep.
So she's checking in doing all that. And never more in my life. Like I was so, I was Natalie Imbruglia. Yep. I was torn because I just wanted to.
Reach over.
And go, hey, mate.
What's wrong with you?
Tell me your story.
What are you in for?
Well, when
she
walked over.
War stories.
Yeah. So you know when that's like that not quiet conversation, but like it's not, hey, how you doing, but sort of a, you know, a bit of a nod, eyebrow, like you kind of acknowledge.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, you know, and she's like, yeah, good.
Oh, so you did talk to her?
No, but that was it.
Oh.
But it's almost like it's.
You needed to go the next step.
But this is where I'm literally sitting there and it was as if I could imagine. If you or Bridget was sitting next to me, you would have seen on my face and you'd be like, don't you fucking ask her.
Yeah, I probably would have actually been like, don't you fuck. I would have been desperate to know and I'm desperate now. Yeah. But...
So this is about 2:00.
Oh, so you're still out there waiting for Bridge.
Yep. Bridge goes in. I do a RAT test. I'm good. I go in. I'm in with Bridge for about 3 or 4 hours. Gets to about 5 or 6 o'clock.
So like in the afternoon, late afternoon.
Yeah, 3 or 4 hours later. They say, oh, look, Bridget's about to have some dinner. You know, there's a few like little takeaway places in the hospital, you know, like the cafeteria.
Yeah, yeah. And they fucking charge you $95 for a fucking croissant.
They go.
Toasting's extra.
Oh, do you want me to toast that?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Let me just.
Yeah, pass me your fucking car keys, mate.
And they go, Ryan, probably a good chance before the cafeteria closes if you want to get yourself some food because we might be here for a while. And Bridget end up staying for the night and whatever.
Yep.
So I go back through the doors at 6 o'clock. And guess who's that girl's still there?
She's still
the triage nurse has gone, oh, 7. Yeah, righto, champion. Just grab a seat. And then when I walk out,
do you reckon that those nurses, like the triage nurses, drunk with power, they go, yeah.
Yes.
All good, sweetheart.
Yeah,
and they pop someone else through with an ingrown toenail just to really rub it in.
So when I'm walking back out, she's at the front desk. Like, so she's obviously gone back up there. Because there's a lot of like, oh, I just wanted to, how we, you know.
Yeah. And fair enough, because, like, let's assume that this girl is in pain, whatever it may be.
That's 7.
You get antsy when you're sitting there and you're like, can someone just, like,
5
more people have come in since I got here and you haven't seen me, like, what's going on?
Now, this is the point where I went from suspecting she didn't know that this wasn't a restaurant or a hotel to knowing. Because when I walked out, she was at the front desk. She goes, oh, like, if I can't get in today, are there any openings tomorrow?
It's not a fucking eyebrow wax place.
Yeah. And so by the time I was leaving, she'd gone up and was basically like, don't you worry about it. It's like, I'll take my business elsewhere.
You don't even pay Medicare.
Exactly. And I was like, do you know what this is? And someone explained to you where you are. So as I was leaving, she was like, oh, well, I'll just come back tomorrow then.
Oh, and did she get in her fucking BMW X5 out the front as well?
I don't know, but for the sake of the story, yes.
Yeah, you got to paint the picture. Yeah. Fuck.
And she just left. And so I was there eating and I was like, and I'd obviously told Bridget the first half of the story.
Yeah.
So I get back with her.
You go, guess what happened?
So I get back with the most expensive chewy fried rice you could ever imagine. And so, Bridge, remember number 7? You'll never guess who just walked out in a huff.
Got an update?
Yeah.
Did it cross your mind?
Yeah.
I know they're busy. Did it cross your mind, though, to say to the nurse, fuck, oh, bit argy-bargy going on there kind of thing to try and get some info? I know they're busy. I know that nurses are busy, and I would never waste a nurse's time because they are overworked and underpaid. But did you think about it? Because I would have been thinking, fuck me, what a bloody piece of work she was, you know, try and butter them up.
The opportunity didn't, because you make friends with the nurses who are like in the room with you, but the ones at the front, they just stay at the front. They don't come back. But yeah, there was a part of me that wanted just to be, just one of these ones. Some people, right?
7. You know, like you could have done that.
7?
Yeah. Not in those shoes.
Out of 100%?
Yeah.
Percent? Not in those shoes. Actually, though.
Hi, this is Vanessa from Officer, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Tony's just been coughing through the break, and rated the pain as an 8, so...
I'll be heading off to the hospital when we're done here.
Put in the episode thread, hashtag pray for Tony.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers, please.
I won't go into it now, but just know that I'll get through this.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I've got a really tickly throat. I think it's because the change in weather, it's been really pollen-y, and I've been getting, like, really bad allergies. So
how
I think
would you
it's
rate
giving
the pain
me
and the allergy?
A 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going up by the second.
I've got 3 drinks here, incredibly.
Yeah, so I've got 2 drinks on the go over
would
here.
Would you like one of the
napkin.
5 that we have on the table? I've got a cold coffee, a hot coffee, and a Frank Green
Well, that's not going to be hot anymore.
It was a hot coffee.
Yeah.
How would you rate the heat?
Isn't it weird that an iced coffee is delicious, but a hot coffee that's gone cold is fucked?
It makes no sense.
Isn't that weird?
Why is an iced coffee delicious and a hot coffee delicious, but in the middle is disgusting?
Yeah. Or if you like left a hot coffee out and it went as cold as an iced coffee, like you can't just add ice and go, oh, put a straw in it.
Imagine if you left an iced coffee out in the sun and it got hot, you'd be like, that's fucked.
Yeah, you'd throw it in the bin and you'd go and buy another one. Questions of the world.
How'd you rate the confusion out of 10?
10. 11.
Wow.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tuppers over at our Patreon. AJ Black, Kelsey Morris, Ellie Nicholas, and Janaya Jones. And also everybody who is scrolling across the bottom of our video episode at the moment, if you are watching, all the names coming across the bottom there.
I've just remembered that I've got a DM from the person who's going to get your stand-up paddleboard.
Oh, great.
So you have to...
Let's go from the top.
Okay.
So let me just check my notes here.
13th, mate.
On the 13th of January, I asked your advice of whether I should buy a stand-up paddleboard.
Yep.
I'd never done it before, never tried it, never even seen one in real life, but decided I really wanted to try it. And then you said maybe you could do a lesson first. And then I informed you that I'd actually bought the stand-up paddleboard off Amazon, probably a bit prematurely, but that I was really excited and it was on the way. I did then, though, take your advice about the lessons with the surfing lessons.
Yep.
Torbs and I have just started a 5-week beginner surfing course at Urban Surf. We've done 2 lessons so far. It's very fun.
And I saw you the day after the first one.
Mm.
The smile on your face.
It was really fun.
The salt in your hair.
Yeah.
This beach baby rolled in. I was like, who is this hot surfy chick?
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, is that Tony?
Yeah. And it was.
And I could feel this, like, the surfy girl aura.
Yeah. I was chill. I was chill as a cucumber.
But I was so confident that you weren't going to use this. I want it, like, to be fair, can you honestly say I have been on your side maybe until now?
Until now. Yeah. So then I told you that I promised that if I used it 6 times in 2 months, I could keep it.
Yep.
And if not, then you would get it.
Yep. Let me read this message.
Uh-huh.
It's from Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
I watched the video show. I believe I'm the girl you were speaking to about the stand-up paddleboard. My partner is going to buy me one for my birthday, and I said, and you said, Ryan, don't bother. I'll just give you Tony's one for free.
Yeah.
That's Melissa, and she is from Eltham, so I can deliver it myself.
Right.
Pick it up from your place.
So because the only information you knew about her was what suburb she was from. Yep. So did she pass your Cinderella test?
Yes, and she went to CLC, Catholic Ladies College.
I do actually
and
remember having.
And what do we know about girls from CLC?
They use that country road bag. Yep.
So that's Melissa and her husband. They're quite stoked because, well, he's stoked because now.
He doesn't have to buy her. He doesn't have to buy it.
So when you don't use it six times, then Melissa will get it.
So we're about halfway through.
Yep.
And I've actually used the stand-up paddleboard once.
Yep.
I have tried to go stand-up paddleboarding. Mm-hmm. Five times now.
So are you going to try and claim, and so just to confirm, it's six times,
six times
successfully
in
getting there using it? So well, it's not six times intending to go.
No, because that's like, oh, I was going to go to the gym yesterday. It doesn't make me lose weight. You know, like that's
I went to the gym 365
yeah. times. Yeah, intention is fucking, intent is two tenths of the law or
so
whatever.
So halfway through, you've been once. Should we just give it to Mel now? Should I take it home with me today?
No. So here's
Mel, see you the Savo, mate.
No. So here is where we're at, right? I have been trying to go.
Oh, yeah. And that is true. I know this. Oh, yeah. No, I've seen you get excited. So I've seen the weather conditions.
I've gotten excited and then there's been a fucking drama with the weather. Every single time it has been a weather-based issue. I was supposed to go supping on the weekend. It got cancelled again because of the fucking weather. It is summer in Australia at the moment. It's supposed to be like perfect conditions for paddleboarding.
Yep.
And the cold doesn't bother me. It's not like that it's a bit frosty.
It's a bit fresh. No.
It's actually like the wind.
The wind. You can't stand up. It's dangerous. So it blows you halfway down the coast.
Yeah. Well, because there was that couple in Victoria that got blown off the coast out into the fucking wild, wild sea.
Yeah.
For like three nights at Black Rock on New Year's.
Do you reckon you'd survive 3 days out in the ocean on the board?
Fuck no. Fuck no.
This one guy survived for 240 days and he just had like packet garlic and salt and tomato sauce and he survived.
I don't think I would.
No.
I think I'd give up really early.
Yeah, you'd be a quitter.
You know what I mean? Like I don't think I'd go like, well, it's probably fucked. I can't see the RAC helicopter. It's probably it.
You'd blow off to Once you got 15 metres from the shore, you'd be
I could
like,
probably still see the beach and I'd go, fuck, that's
dead.
Me gone.
See you later.
Yeah, I hope that like Torbs has a great life without me.
All right, do I finish signing off that will?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, did we do that? Who's the beneficiary of my superannuation?
Will Mel still want this stand-up paddleboard with my dead body on it?
Yeah, because it's been bitten by a shark. It's only half of it.
Yeah, so if prime time is still difficult, it's not looking good, is it?
But is that my fault? So I've taken an excerpt here from a news article. Please. Summer pause. Cold weather forecast for southeast Australia to bring snow across the Alps.
It snowed in our town the other day.
Break out the winter woolies. Temperatures across Australia's southeast are set to plummet, with some areas expecting to experience their coldest February days in two decades on Friday. A strong cold front is pushing up from southern Australia and is forecast to sweep across South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales and Tasmania on Friday. So that's the news report. I have scientific-backed evidence here.
Mm. Oh, we're trusting science now.
That the fuck you. I trust science. I'm vaccinated.
I was going to say, you've changed your tunes and you start getting vaccinated.
I use 5G, it's fine. Yeah. A backed from science excerpt hang on. So I'm wondering if we could come up with some kind of bargaining system. Maybe you and I, like a bit like Monopoly, when it's your turn, you're able to kind of like strike up a deal with someone.
Yep.
That I could either have more time or lessen the time, because if I've intended to go six times and gone one out of the six, does that technically count, like maybe that counts for three times?
No. Now, I know that it's not possible for you to bring a note from your mum.
Fuck, thanks for bringing that up.
But I feel like you're trying
To lose my paddle board. Now you're bringing up the other thing I've lost.
I feel like you're trying to bring a note from the Weather Bureau.
But like...
You know when you rock up to school and you go, where were you yesterday? Like, I've got a note from Mum.
No, I actually have a well-researched argument.
I'm not saying it's a bad note. No, it's still just a note.
But I'm just saying, it's not as if I've looked out the window and gone, oh, it doesn't look great. Scientifically, meteorologically, there is a reason that I can't use it at the moment.
Okay.
So
I'm open to bargaining.
Open to negotiations. Yep. Okay, good.
One thing I will say though.
Yep.
If you were trying to convince me that you were committed to someone, but you were banging someone else every Wednesday night, I'd question your commitment.
Okay. So I thought this was going to come up because I'm doing surfing on Wednesday nights. That's at Urban Surf.
Yeah.
The surf's always perfect because it's a surf machine.
That's why it's so great. And I'm not saying it's not great. What I'm saying is, if you were so committed to stand-up paddleboarding, you wouldn't be cheating on the sup with the regular surfboard.
No. Because I started doing surfing.
Should I call Mel now and just figure out delivery?
No. So I started doing surfing because I know that it was guaranteed every week that it would be like perfect conditions.
Yep.
So you can't use that against me. You can't say like,
conditions on a Wednesday night?
But
I can't because I'm at Urban Surf.
But you can't go when it's dark.
Mate, it's daylight savings in Melbourne. It's light till 9 o'clock.
Well, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's the Weather Bureau.
No,
up.
I haven't seen that. but dusk is the most dangerous time to go in the ocean.
Is it?
Yes, for sharks.
Okay.
That is science. I can fucking show you that on the Bureau as well.
Oh, you've got very selective use of the internet.
No, but the thing is that if I was fucking had a veggie garden and I bought vegetables from Coles, you wouldn't go, oh, you've given up. I just go, well, no, I just need vegetables in the interim. And that is actually a great
analogy. You wanted to bargain.
Yep.
Present an offer.
Well, so I don't know whether.
Because my offer is let's just deliver the stand-up paddleboard to Mel's house now and then we can just move on and pretend it never happened. Because I know that you won't do this. Actually,
don't say you know I won't. I'm trying to go, but
it's not possible.
The thing is that it would be, if I could have gone even half of the times I'd tried to, it would 100% be possible because I'd be over halfway to my goal.
And if your auntie had a mustache, she'd be your uncle.
What?
What's that saying? If
I don't know.
The auntie was a bicycle, she would be the town.
What?
If my grandma had wheels, she'd be a bike.
If my grandma had wheels, she'd be a bicycle.
I've never heard that before.
We haven't watched enough British morning TV.
Okay.
But
you know what I mean? Like, so it's not as if I'm not trying to do it.
I'm not doubting the intention. I'm just doubting the reality.
I think
because I know
is,
the weather's bad. I've heard you do the thing voice. I had to put the fire on the other day.
Yeah. It's like
it's fucked. What's happened
insane.
To summer? It disappeared.
Yeah, it did. And so the hard thing is that it's not that I don't want to do it or that, you know, because if the sup was sitting in my storage cage doing nothing, I would go, yeah, Melissa, you can have it. Like I haven't even, like I'm not using it. I'm not even thinking about it.
I've got an offer.
Let me hear it, but I don't know if I'll agree.
If you, in the next month, let us come down and film you stand up paddleboarding and you have to perform a song whilst on the paddleboard, I'll give you an extra month.
I like those terms.
And we get to choose the song. So a little beachside performance.
Okay, what about instead of me having an extra month because it's just getting further into the year, which is probably going to make it more and more difficult, what if you count all of the attempts?
No way.
But there are all times I woke up early to go and then...
Yeah, no, you still need to get out on the board, son.
An extra month?
By the end
and
of...
And two more times knocked off. So six attempts and
no.
I've... and
So no, four attempts
no, no,
by
no.
the 13th of April?
No. So, hang on. I've got one run on the board.
Yeah.
You give me two more for the five times I've tried to go.
So
three runs on the board. I need to get three more.
Yeah.
This is like me the other day on your Instagram story.
Sorry, trying to do math. This is the
best. I've got three on the board. I need to go three more times.
Yeah.
And I get an extra month because of obviously weather permitting, etc. And I'll do the song.
And we get to film it?
Yeah, you can film it. I'll get a wax before.
For the board? Or?
Yeah, both.
Yep, both.
I think that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Shake my hand. You got yourself a deal.
All right.
Mel, you're going to have to wait an extra month.
Does the filming and me being on it doing the song, does that count as a go? Because I'm technically out there doing
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, there's four down. I'm only going to go two more times. Oh, fucking piss it in. I don't need the extra month, I don't reckon. No, I do. I do. All right, so it has been changed. Update. Beep, 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 beep. Update. It's no longer March 13.
Yep. It's April
13. January, February, March, April. April 13.
Yep.
And you That's not long before your baby comes.
Yeah, no, you need to do it four times.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And
no.
Total.
No, three more times.
Yeah, because you've already done one. So hence four in total. It's the same thing.
No, no, no. It's still six, but we're counting. Oh, my screen's gone off. My screen's gone off. Hang on, everyone. It's a drama. No, but it's not four in total. It's still six. There we go. Sorry, everyone. Technical
you're just wiping
two. No, it's still attempt. Six in total, but we're considering I've already done three. I've got one coming with the filming, which would be great, and then another two. There so it's still six.
There will be no more discounts for attempts. You must get out there for those other ones.
Yeah, but I mean, it's only two more, so that's okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
After you've done
After we've done the filming, Or maybe before. Maybe I'll get out there before then, like this weekend. Depending, weather permitting, of course. All right, three more. Yeah, I think that's a good deal. I think that's a really good deal. I'm really happy with the outcome.
Mel, just message me again and I'll let me know which room you need, where you needed me to deliver it to.
Mate, you'll be delivering it from your own pocket because the deal was that if I do it, you have to buy the stand-up paddleboard. She's getting a paddleboard either way.
Yeah.
Mel's living her best life. She's getting a paddleboard, but it's going to be coming out of your pocket, Sonny Jim. And you can't use the work card. You have to pay for it. Because this is a personal bet, not a work bet. Personal bet.
Okay.
Pretty good. All right.
I got you love to see it.
Have you?
Is it too?
I love to see you fucking buying Melissa a paddleboard.
Is it too late in the year to have some like fun New Year's Eve stories?
Fuck no. It's only Feb.
All right, great. Because if not, I didn't know what I was going to do.
Happy New Year.
There's a pair. Happy New Year. Oh. Yeah, happy new year, friend. A pair of Texas twins were born in different years.
I love stories like this. Makes my brain sore.
Yeah, I know. And if you want to hear Tony explain maths, if you didn't just have a great time with that, wait for this one. Annie Jo, because of Texas, was born at 11:55 p.m. December 31, 2022.
Hang on, 11:55
P.M.
P.M. Yep. So 5 minutes before the midnight. Yep.
And then Effie Rose was born at 12:01 a.m. on January 1, 2023. Now, I'll tell you what's real fucked.
That they're the same age, but
born in different years.
They'll go to different school years. Annie Jo will be in year 7 and bloody the other one will be in bloody year 6.
Can you imagine?
Sorry, I forgot their names.
Annie Jo and Effie Rose.
Effie Rose, sorry, yes.
Can you imagine that one's playing in the under 13s and one's in the under 14s?
Yeah.
How annoying that would be for the parents.
Oh, and but also, like, when they turn 21, Annie Jo goes, "Ooh, I've got a vodka cruiser." And then Effie Rose goes, "Oh, well, I can't buy a vodka cruiser till
tomorrow. Next year."
Yeah, that is good. I like that.
All right, that's why I love to see it.
Oh, that's really fun. Mine is this tweet that I saw from Jenny Nordback, and it says, "My three-year-old said goodnight to all of us tonight, and then in the dark, I heard her little voice say, 'Goodnight, myself. I love you. I love you too.'"
She answered to herself.
And I thought,
is myself definitely not the name of an invisible friend?
Apparently she said, "Goodnight, myself. I love you." And then she went, "I love you too." Isn't that That's the beautiful. Cutest thing ever?
That's fucking cute.
I couldn't tell you the last time I said that I love you to myself.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Do you love yourself?
Sometimes. This has got a bit deep. Yeah, I do. Yep. For the ease of the podcast. Yep.
Well, it's a video show today, so everyone just saw your face go.
Yeah, I do.
Yep.
Do you love yourself?
7 out of 10.
Sorry, it's the cough. 10 out of 10 coffee.
That is fucking the cutest thing ever.
Isn't that fucking adorable?
It is beautiful.
Thank you so much for listening to the show today. Yep. Hope you had a great week. We're back on Monday.
Flappable Tony returns on Monday.
For Super Bowl Sunday, but it's Monday in Australia.
For the day after Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday. You get it. They get it.
How about them Chiefs?
I hope the Birds do well. Are the Philly Eagles in?
The Birds, come on, mate.
Sorry. I don't know. I watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and that's it.
I think they might be.
Well, great. Up the Birds. That's what I say. At sport concerts.
Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. How about them Birds?
How about them Birds? Quack, quack, quack. No, that's Mighty Ducks. Yeah. Fuck. Quack, 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 quack.
That's still
quack.
Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, I know, but I was showing that I get it like sport movies. Like, I get it. Okay. Love you, bye. Quack, quack.